Commentator Jana Levin splits her time between Berkeley, California, and Cambridge University in England. Her interests straddle two worlds, science and the arts, and sometimes those worlds pleasantly collide.
It was Einstein who taught us that time was a charlatan. Time seems infallible, relentless, consistent, and dependable, and for all of our everyday experience, it is just that, a constant universal clock ticking in the background. But that's a deception. Einstein showed us that all measures of time are relative. One thing for us on Earth, another for an astronaut in space. We can disagree on how much time has elapsed. An astronaut could travel near light speed for 5 years of his life, return to Earth, and find a millennium has passed, literate apes rule the planet, and the Statue of Liberty is buried in the sand. And still he'd make it back in time to catch the last notes of a song called Long Player. Long Player is a work of a composer I know in London, Jem Finer. He wrote this algorithm to generate a song that would last, without repetition, for 1,000 years. Here's a part of it. Long Player's first notes rang out of a computer in an abandoned lighthouse at the turn of the century and have played uninterrupted since. This sparse score will stream over the internet and haunt new listening posts around the world, in London, Belfast, Egypt, Australia. 6 pre-recorded compositions are folded in a sequence that won't repeat until the year 3000. That is, if we could find a computer that would last for 1,000 years. This strange, long song will last for what seems like a long time. But now I'm not even sure time itself is real. Time seems real enough when we watch a seed bloom, wither, and then die. We are born and then we age, and always in that order. But maybe it's only our perception which selects this order of increasing disorder. Some scientists declare time is dead. They claim that change itself is the reality, that we put the incremental steps of change together like frames of a movie, and so we perceive a flickering order of images. Fictitious, deceptive, unreal, it doesn't matter. Regardless, Long Player clangs out in this false time, itself a kind of clock. It is less than a solar lifetime, but more than a human lifetime. None of us will hear Long Player. Long Player exceeds the memory of any one person and possibly the memory of our species. And so it calls for our survival. Instead of played by a machine, I've always thought Long Player should be passed on by word of mouth as a chant or a myth. Then we all become mechanisms in an organic watch. As one mechanism wears down, it has to be replaced by another. Then if Long Player survives, so do we. And if we survive, so does time.
Jana Levin is author of the book How the Universe Got Its Spots. She's an advanced fellow in the Department of Applied Mathematics and Theoretical Physics at Cambridge University.